Jason Wu had wedged himself into what he suspected might be a closet. It had never occurred to him that people who lived in a fantasy world would need a place to store their clothes, but of course they did. This particular closet was narrow and located in a dilapidated three-story house that had once been a mansion. There were holes in the roof, mold on the walls, missing stairs on the long, winding stairways. There were tapestries on some of the walls showing ancient battles between the Skim and the Elenol, among other things, and the hallways were lit with softly glowing stones in metal settings. Doors to certain rooms were missing, and others were locked. He had managed to find this closet, though, with its door still intact and unlocked, so he could slip inside and pull it quietly shut. Certain his pursuers would not find him here. Not given the size of this house. Delightful Glitter Lady, Jason's kitten-sized rhinoceros, scrabbled impatiently on the floor beside him. Jason scooped her up and held her against his chest, trying to keep her quiet. He could hear the thundering footsteps of his pursuers outside. Dee let out a low whine, and the footsteps paused.
"Dee,"
Jason whispered, doing his best to make it clear she needed to be silent.
"I heard him,"
a voice called. By now, he recognized the distinctive sound of a Skim. He could tell by the guttural voice that the Skim had put on his war skin, a defensive magic all Skim had that allowed them to have thicker skin, heavier muscles, and a terrifying appearance. Dee whined again. Jason pulled her tighter against him. Outside the closet, all sound ceased. Jason held his breath.
"In here?"
another voice asked.
"I think so. I heard the unicorn."
The people of the Sunlit Lands thought Dee was a unicorn. They were a little sketchy on zoological categories. Unfortunately for Jason, their tracking skills were fully developed. A third voice asked,
"Have you checked the closet?" "Hold,"
said another voice, one Jason knew well. It was deeper, more resonant than the others. Jason could practically feel it vibrating the house. It was the voice of Breakbones, the Skim warrior who had sworn to murder Jason and then kept incessantly reminding Jason about it.
"I must be allowed to kill him, but each of you may say first what you wish to do with him when the door is opened." "I will stab him in the liver,"
said the first voice, and cackles of laughter came from the others.
"I will break his arms,"
said another. Jason shivered.
"I will crush him with my hammer,"
said the third. Jason pushed as far back against the wall as he could, feeling with one hand for a crack, a hole, a way out. But there was nothing. He was trapped. The door flew open, and three Skim shoved and pushed, all of them trying to get in the door at once. Dee let out a delighted squeak and struggled to get out of Jason's arms. The Skim piled on top of him, laughing and cheering as they pinned him to the floor and tickled him mercilessly. Jason begged for them to stop, and after 30 seconds or so, Breakbones called the Skim children off. They bounced out of the closet, Delightful Glitter Lady gambling at their feet.
6 minutes,
Breakbones said.
"It is the best you have done so far."
"Is Bylea back yet?" Jason asked. Bylea was a Kakri woman, a powerful warrior from a desert tribe to the north. She also happened to be Jason's fiancée, ever since he had accidentally proposed to her nearly 6 weeks before. The last several weeks, since...